Act 2. Amal in bed. Amal. Can't I go near the window today, Uncle? Would the doctor mind that too? Madhav. Yes, darling. You see, you have made yourself worse squatting there day after day. Amal. Oh, no. I don't know if it's made me more ill, but I always feel well when I am there. Madhav. No, you don't. You squat there and make friends with the whole lot of people round there, old and young, as if they are holding a fair right under my eaves. Flesh and blood won't stand that strain. Just see, your face is quite pale. Amal. Uncle, I fear my fakirs will pass and not see me by the window. Madhav. Your fakir? Whoever's that? Amal. He comes and chats to me of the many lands where he's been. I love to hear him. Madhav. How's that? I don't know of any fakirs. Amal. This is about the time he comes in. I bet of you, by your dear feet, ask him in for a moment to talk me here. Gaffer enters in a fakir's guise. Amal. There you are. Come here, fakir, by my bedside. Madhav. Upon my word, but this is Gaffer. Winkling hard, I am the fakir. Madhav. It beats me reckoning what you are not. Amal. Where have you been this time, fakir? Gaffer. To the ills of parrots. ISLE, ills of parrots. I am just back. Madhav. The parrots ills? Gaffer. Is it so very astonishing? I am not like you. A journey doesn't cost a thing. I tramp just where I like. Amal. Clapping. How jolly for you. Remember your promise to take me with you as your follower when I am well? Gaffer. Of course. And I will teach you so many travelers' secrets that nothing in sea or forest or mountain can bar your way. Madhav. What's all this gigmarole? Gaffer. Amal, my dear, I bow to nothing in sea or mountain, but if the doctor joins in with this uncle of yours, then I, with all my magic, must own myself beaten. Amal. No uncle won't tell the doctor, and I promise to lie quiet. But the day I am well, off I go with the fakir, and nothing in sea or mountain or torrent shall stand in my way. Madhav. Fear, dear child, don't keep me harping upon going. It makes me so sad to hear you talk so. Amal. Tell me, fakir, what the parrot's ills is like. Gaffer. It's a land of wonders. It's a haunt of birds. No man are there, and they neither speak nor walk. They simply sing and they fly. Amal. How glorious. And it's by some sea. Gaffer. Of course, it's on the sea. Amal. And green hills are there. Gaffer. Indeed, they live among the green hills, and in the time of the sunset, When there is a red glow on the hillside, all the birds with their green wings go flocking to their nests. Amal, and there are waterfalls. Gaffer, dear me, of course, you don't have a hill without its waterfalls. Oh, it's like molten diamonds, and my dear, what dances they have! Don't they make the pebbles sing as they rush over them to the sea? No devil of a doctor can stop them for a moment. The birds looked upon me as nothing but a man, merely a trifling creature without wings, and they would have nothing to do with me. Were it not so, I would build a small cabin for myself among their crowd of nests and pass my days counting the sea waves. Amal, how I wish I were a bird then. Gaffer, but that would have been a bit of job. I hear you have fixed up with the dairyman to be a hawker of curds when you grow up. I am afraid such business won't flourish among birds. You might land yourself into loss. Madhav, really, this is too much. Between you two, I shall turn crazy. Now I am off. Amal, has the dairy man been, uncle? Madhav, and why shouldn't he? He won't bother his head running errands for your pet fakir in and out among the nests in his parrot's ears. But he has left a jar of curds for you, saying that he is busy with his niece's wedding in the village and has to order a band of Kamlipara. Amal, but he is going to marry me to his little niece. Gaffer, dear me, we are in a fix now. Amal, he said, she would be my lovely little bride with a pair of pearl drops in her ears and dressed in a lovely red sari, and in the morning she would milk with her own hands the black cow and feed me with warm milk with foam on it from a brand new earthen cruse. And in the evenings, she would carry the lamp round the cow house and then come and sit by me to tell me tales of Champa and his six brothers. Gaffer, how charming! It would even tempt me, a hermit. But never mind, dear, about this wedding. Let it be. I tell you that when you marry, there will be no lack of nieces in his household. Madhav, shut up. This is more than I can stand. Exit. Amal, Fakir, now the uncle's off. Just tell me, has the king sent me a letter to the post office? Gaffer, I gather that his letter has already started. It is on the way here. Amal, on the way? Where is it? Is it on that road winding through the trees which you can follow to the end of the forest when the sky is quite clear after rain? Gaffer, that is where it is. You know all about it already. Amal, I do everything. Gaffer, so I see, but how? Amal, I can't say, but it's quite clear to me. I fancy I have seen it often in days long gone by. How long ago, I can't tell. Do you know when? I can see it all. Dear, the king's postman, coming down the hillside alone, a lantern in his left hand, and on his back a bag of letters, climbing down forever so long for days and nights, and where at the foot of the mountain the waterfall becomes a stream, he takes to the footpath on the bank and walks on through the rye. Then comes the sugarcane field, and he disappears into the narrow lane, cutting through the tall stems of sugar canes. Then he reaches the open meadow where the cricket chirps and where there is not a single man to be seen, only the snipe wagging their tails and poking at the mud with their bills. I can feel him coming nearer and nearer, and my heart becomes glad. Guffer, my eyes are not young, but you make me see all the same. Amal, say Fakir, do you know the king who has this post office? Guffer, I do. I go to him for my alms every day. Amal, good. When I get well, I must have my alms too from him. May not I? Guffer, you won't need to ask, my dear. He will give it to you of his own accord. Amal, no, I will go to his gate and cry, victory to thee, O king, and dancing to thee, tabor's sound, ask for his arms. Won't it be nice? Guffer, it will be splendid. And if you are with me, I shall have my full share. But what will you ask? Amal, I shall say, make me your postman, that I may go about, lantern in hand, delivering your letters from door to door. Don't let me stay at home all day. Guffer, what is there to be said for my child? Even when you to stay at home? Amal, it isn't sad. When they shut me in here first, I felt the day was so long. Since the king's post office was put there, I like more and more being indoors, and as I think I shall get a letter one day, I feel quite happy, and then I don't mind being quiet and alone. I wonder if I shall make out what will be in the king's letter. Guffer, even if you didn't, wouldn't it be enough if it just bore your name? Madhav enters. Madhav, have you any idea of the trouble you have got me into between you two? Guffer, what's the matter? Madhav, I hear you have let it get you rumored about that the king has planted his office here to send messages to both of you. Guffer, well, what about it? Madhav, our headman Panchanan has had it told to the king anonymously. Guffer, aren't we aware that everything reaches the king's ears? Madhav, then why don't you look out? Why take the king's name in vain? You will bring me to ruin if you do. Amal, say Fakir, will the king be cross? Gaffer, cross, nonsense, and with a child like you, and a Fakir such as I am? Let's see if the king be angry, and then won't I give him a piece of my mind? Amal, say Fakir, I have been feeling a sort of darkness coming over my eyes since the morning. Everything seems like a dream. I long to be quiet. I don't feel like talking at all. Won't the king's letters come? Suppose this room melts away all of a sudden. Suppose, Gaffer, fanning Amal. The letters sure to come today, my boy. Doctors enters. Doctor, and how do you feel today? Amal, feel awfully well today, doctor. All pain seems to have left me. Doctor, aside to Madhav, don't quite like the look of that smile. Bad sign that he's feeling well. Chakradhan has observed. Madhav, for goodness sake, doctor, leave Chakradhan alone. Tell me what's going to happen. Doctor, can't hold him in much longer, I fear. I warned you before, this looks like a fresh exposure. Madhav, no, I have used the utmost care. Never let him out of doors, and the windows have been shut almost the time. Doctor, that's a peculiar quality in the air today. As I came in, I found a fearful draught through your front door. That's most hurtful. Better lock it at once. Would it matter if this kept your visitors off for 2 or 3 days? If someone happens to call unexpectedly, there's the back door. You had better shut these windows as well. It's letting in the sunset rays only to keep the patient awake. Madhav, Amal has shut his eyes. I expect he is sleeping. His face tells me, oh doctor, I bring in a child who is a stranger and love him as my own, and now I suppose I must lose him. Doctor, what's that? There's your headman sailing in. What a boarder. I must be going, brother. You had better steer about and see to the doors being properly fastened. I will send on a strong dose directly I get home. Try it on him. It may save him at last, if he can be saved at all. Exeunt Madhav and doctor. The headman enters. Headman, hello, Archin. Gaffer, be quiet. Amal, no, Fakir, did you think I was asleep? I wasn't. I can hear everything. Yes, and voices far away. I feel that mother and father are sitting by my pillow and speaking to me. Madhav enters. Headman, I say, Madhav, I hear you hobnob with big wigs nowadays. Madhav, spare me your jokes. Headman, we are but common people. Headman, but your child here is expecting a letter from the king. Madhav, don't you take any notice of him, a mere foolish boy. headman. Indeed, but why not? It will beat the king hard to find a better family. Don't you see why the king plants his new post office right before your window? Why, there's a letter for you from the king, Archan. Amal, staring up. Indeed, really? Headman, how can it be false? You are the king's chum. Here your letter. Showing a blank slip of paper. Ha ha ha, this is the letter. Amal, please don't mock me. Say, Fakir, is it so? Gaffer, yes, me dear. I, as Fakir, tell you it is his letter. Amal, how is it I can't see? It all looks so blank to me. What is there in the letter, Mr. Headman? Headman, the king says, I am calling on you shortly. You had better have puffed rice for me. Palace fare is quite tasteless to me now. Ha ha ha. Madhav, with folded palms, I beseech you, headman, don't you joke about these things. Gaffer, joking indeed. He would not dare. Madhav, are you out of your mind too, Gaffer? Gaffer, out of my mind? Well then, I am. I can read plainly that the king writes he will come himself to see Amal with the state physician. Amal, Fakir, Fakir, his trumpet. Can't you hear? Headman, ha ha ha, I fear he won't until he's a bit more of his head. Amal, Mr. Headman, I thought you were cross with me and didn't love me. I never could have believed you would fetch me the king's letter. Let me wipe the dust off your feet. Headman, this little child does have an instinct of reverence. Though a little silly, he has a good heart. Amal, it's hard on the fourth watch now. I suppose. Hark the gong, dong dong ding, dong dong ding. It the evening star up. How is it I can't see? Gaffer, oh, the windows are all shut. I will open them. A knocking outside. Madhav, what's that? Who is it? What a bother. Voice, from outside. Open the door. Madhav, headman, I hope they are not robbers. Headman, who's there? It is Panchanan, the headman who calls. Aren't you afraid to make that noise? Fancy, the noise has ceased. Panchanan's voice carries far. Yes, show me the biggest robbers. Madhav, peering out of the window. No wonder the noise has ceased. They have smashed the outer door. The king's herald enters. Herald, our sovereign king comes tonight. Headman, my God. Amal, at what hour of the night, herald? Herald, on the second watch. Amal, when my friend the watchman will strike his gong from the city gates, ding dong ding, ding dong ding, then? Harold, yes, then. The king sends his greatest physician to attend on his young friend. State physician enters. State physician, what's this? How close it is here? Open wide all the doors and windows. Feeling Amal's body. How do you feel, my child? Amal, I feel very well, doctor, very well. All pain is gone. How fresh and open. I can see all the stars now twinkling from the other side of the dark. Physician, will you feel well enough to leave your bed when the king comes in the middle watches of the night? Amal, of course, I am dying to be about forever so long. I will ask the king to find me the polar star. I must have seen it often, but I don't know exactly which it is. Physician, he will tell you everything. To Madhav, arrange flowers through the room for the king's visit, indicating the headman. We can't have that person in here. Amal, no, let him be. Doctor, he is a friend. It was he who brought me the king's letter. Physician, very well, my child. He may remain if he is a friend of yours. Madhav, whispering into Amal's ear. My child, the king loves you. He is coming himself. Beg for a gift from him. You know your humble circumstances. Amal, don't you worry, uncle. I have made up my mind about it. Madhav, what is it, my child? Amal, I shall ask him to make me one of his postmen that I may wander far and wide delivering his message from door to door. Madhav, slapping his forehead. Alas, is that all? Amal, what will be our offerings to the king? Uncle, when it comes? Harold, he has commandant puffed rice. Amal, puffed rice? Say, headman, you are right. You say so. You knew all we didn't. Headman, if you would send word to my house, I could manage for the king's advent really nice. Physician, no need at all. Now, be quiet, all of you. Sleep is coming over him. I will sit by his pillow. He is dropping asleep. Blow out the oil lamp. Only let the star light stream in. Hush, he sleeps. Madhav, addressing Gaffer. What are you standing there for like a statue, folding your palms? I am nervous. Say, are there good omens? Why are you darkening the room? How will starlight help? Gaffer, silence, unbeliever. Sudha enters. Sudha, Amal, physician, he is asleep. Sudha, I have some flowers for him. May not I give them into his own hand? Physician, yes, you may. Sudha, when will he be awake? Physician, directly the king comes and calls him. Sudha, will you whisper a word for me in his ear? Physician, what shall I say? Sudha. Tell him Sudha has not forgotten him. Curtain. This is the end of Act 2.